the Lord would have.
Yes, sir. Praise
God. 1 Timothy tonight, chapter number 2, verse number 8. The Lord help us. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Without wrath and, you know, some people's defeated when they pray because they doubt it when they pray.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
I want you to get this. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. I already know Philip said this was probably a custom of this day. When they pray, they'd stand in the temple with their arms raised.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
So it was probably more of a customary thing. Sometimes we pray like, well, lift your hands and pray. It's kind of a customary thing, and really it's a humiliating thing.
Yeah.
Laying there with your hand. Sometimes I've been outside riding a mower or been at work with Brother Tommy,
yeah,
and the Spirit of the Lord said, raise your hands and pray.
Yeah.
You know what that does? It humbles you down.
Woo.
And let you realize, God, I need you.
Yes, sir.
I can't do nothing about this, but you can, Lord.
Right, right.
I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Amen. Thank you for standing here tonight. If the Lord will help me, I'd like to preach on, amen, ask a question, if you will. Why pray? Why do we need to pray?
Oh, my.
Great God. Why pray? Hallelujah. Is my prayer really going to change anything? Amen. That's what I'm asking us tonight. Does prayer really change the outcome of something?
Yes, sir.
Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Or is it what will be, will be? Have you heard people say that? I don't need to pray. What's going to happen is going to happen. Amen. Well, tell that to Jonah. Amen. God. Tell that to Paul. Amen. Tell that to old Peter when he's over about to get his head cut off the next day and the church prayed him out.
That's
amen.
Right.
Great God. I tell you what, prayer changes things. Amen. What difference does it make to God if I pray? Hallelujah. After all, I believe my sick relative, one might say, amen, is going to die no matter what I do or what I say. Hallelujah. Well, I pray about the bills are going to keep on rolling on anyhow. Amen. No matter how much I pray, how's it going to help this circumstance that I'm faced with? Amen. My unsaved relatives are not going to change or detour the road that they're heading on. Amen. Why should I pray? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Do those questions sound familiar at all? Amen. Why pray anyhow? Amen. Why should I pray? What possible difference could my praying make? Hallelujah. Is God, hallelujah, I'm about to feel like preaching here, is God so tuned into this planet that he hears, amen, and takes note what's going on when just any old Joe begins to pray in Huntington, West Virginia? I'd like to cry in the mouth of hell. Yes, woo! Amen. God hears us when we pray.
Yes.
Amen. Great God. Is God going to call a staff meeting in heaven? Great God. And call the elders together and say, guess what? We got to change some things. Amen. Great God. That one that was lost and going to hell, their loved one prayed them out of it. Hallelujah. And they prayed until they got a hold of my attention in heaven and changed the destiny and the outcome of their life. Amen. Does that really happen? Praise God. Well, Brother Daniel helped my message tonight. He stood in this service tonight.
Praise
God. And said, how many services has he stood and said, my brother's heart is bitter. Amen. I've tried to talk to him, but he won't listen to me, but he prayed and he said, God, would you send somebody to talk to Donald? Amen. Oh, God, would you send somebody to talk to my brother, maybe soften his heart? Amen. And God sent Brother George, and Brother George wouldn't talk to him. And I tell you, something got a hold on him. Amen. And he called his family today. Was that when it was, Brother? Called him today and said, I'm ready to pray. Hallelujah.
Hey,
I'm ready to give my heart to God. I want to ask you tonight, amen, why I pray? I tell you why I pray. There's a Donald somewhere that needs pulled out of fire. Amen.
Yeah.
There's a soul somewhere that God said, if you'll pray, it'll turn it around. Amen. That's why I pray. That's why we ought to pray. Here's what God says. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's in in the book of James. And I'm going to read some more over there if you want to write that down. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. And then he said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And he went on to give us an illustration. He said, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly. Hey God, here's the key to prayer. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Ain't that a prayer?
Yeah.
Shut up the heavens and rain never fell for 3.5 years.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. We get 3.5 weeks in the summertime with no rain and the grass dries up. We get 3.5 weeks with no rain in the summertime and the creeks just barely trickle. There wasn't a drop of rain for 3.5 years because of a man of God who cried into heaven. God said he was a light man. Why did he say that? Because he's just like me and you. Right. Elijah was just like, he was a man like your man.
Sure.
He put his pants on just like you do, one leg at a time. Amen.
Right.
God, that's what kind of man he was. God was saying that to let us know, Brother Tommy. Amen. Does God answer prayers for some giant and he don't for others? Oh no, God said, here's the difference. He was a man like you, but he prayed earnestly. Hey God, well, I feel like shouting, amen. He prayed earnestly. What does that mean? Amen. He got down to business with God. He didn't just get down on one knee and back up the next, but he got down to business and he said, oh God, would you hear me when I pray? Oh, God, would you hear me? Your servant is praying, and I need you to answer my prayer. And it rained not on the earth for the space of 3.5 years. Great God, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Elijah was human just like you and I, subject to the very same ups and downs. Amen. Oh, Brother Chris done told us why I pray, Brother Chris, having chest pains. Amen. So bad. I know a little bit about it. Amen. Because I've had this reflux. I was up to about 3:30 in the night last night walking the floors. Amen. You get that pain in there? I was having the same problem, brother. Walking the floors. Great God. Saying, God, would you do something? Amen. God, would you take away, amen, these spasms? Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, God, would you help me? And Brother Chris told us that when that hits you, amen, the devil immediately tries to attack your faith. Amen. Tries to discourage you and say there ain't no use in praying. Ain't nothing going to happen anyway. But oh, I come to tell you tonight. Amen, devil, I come to shout it in the mouth of hell tonight. God hears us when we pray.
Hey.
I said God hears us when we pray. Amen. I don't mean to be mean here tonight, but the big problem is we doubt while we're praying. Amen. We get out and we say, Lord, I'd like for you to do this, but you don't have to do it if you don't want to. He wants to. He wants to heal you.
Yeah.
He wants to meet your financial needs. He wants to save you. God wants to answer your prayer. Great God. I said, great God wants to answer your prayer tonight.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know, brother, on that preacher group, I really took a liking to him. He just joined up about a month or so ago. It's a long way to go, but I'd go see that fellow. I love him. His name is Michael Metzger. He's clear out there in Montana, way out there all by himself. And he really, hey man, had my heart burned the other night. He said, my children, as far as I know, have never been in a camp meeting. He said, I've been in 4 or 5 in my younger years. But he said, we're so far out here, we can't even go to a camp. That's pretty rough, Brother Earl. You're so far away from another church that you can't even go to a camp meeting. Amen. He said, but the Lord has placed us out here. Amen. And we're doing the work for God.
And we was talking along these lines, several brothers, amen, about this new year, how we need God to answer some things and move in some areas and do some stuff for us. And over the minister said, when I have a need and a special prayer, amen, and here's a good idea, we're going to start doing some of this. He said, I write it down on a note card. Amen, I write that prayer need down. And he said, when I go to prayer, if I got 15 or 20 of them note cards, almost like Hezekiah, he said, I spread them out before the Lord and I say, God, here's my needs, and there's nothing I can do, but I know you can. Amen. God in heaven. And he said, he prays, and he prays earnestly. And when he got to talk about praying earnestly, I see tears got to running down his face. And I thought to myself, right there's a man that knows how to pray. Thank God, prayer is not for the weak. Prayer is not for the one that gets down and says, Lord, if you will, maybe you will, maybe you can, maybe you would. But prayer is when you get down on your knees and you say, God, I need you to do it. And I want you to do it. And I know you want to do it. And now I'm stepping back and I'm going to wait on you to move. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm trusting you to move on this need. And there's folks in this house tonight. You've been praying a long time. You've been praying earnestly before the Lord. And the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart to tell you to keep on praying. God said he wants to answer your prayer.
All right.
I love this part of it. He said, and when the Lord moves and answers those needs, he said, I've got a red ink pen. Really, God.
All right.
Amen. It's in spiritual here. Representing the blood. Representing Christ. And he said, I circle that prayer request and I jot a little note down at the bottom. Amen. And say, prayer answered, and tell how God answered that prayer. And now this is not a prayer request. Amen. That I need God to move. Now this is a praise report of what God has done. Because the next trial that the devil has for you, the next battle that he's going to try to stump you up with, it'll be the hardest battle of your life. And you take him back to that note card and say, it was the last trial. It was the last trouble that I had. And look what the Lord did. He answered my prayer. I come to tell us tonight, God wants to answer prayer. God wants you to pray about it. Amen.
Praise God.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So was Elijah.
Yes.
Something special, oh no. He just prayed earnestly.
Yes.
Amen. God hears. Amen. The discreet of the seekers. Oh yes. You don't have to have a big voice. Oh, Randy Webb, he's hilarious anyway. We's up in rich lands. Amen. And people pray all sorts of ways. Oh, Brother Kazee, he had us rolling laughing the other day. You know how he is. He said, oh, Brother Russell Mack was up at his church. He said, oh, Russell Mack will lay out half the night. Yeah, that's where he is. He adds comedy to it. He said, he says he's praying. He said, but I went in there one night and called him. He said he's laying there with one foot up on the pew. He said it looked like he's asleep in his yard. He said, that's all he was doing. Amen. He said, I don't know if he's praying or not. I believe he's praying. Amen. He's just adding some comedy to it. Amen. But when you take that need before the Lord, amen, believe God's going to hear you. Believe God's going to answer that prayer. And I believe he will tonight. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
He's up there, saying, so ran to him. Open up portals over at his prayer. He's going, oh. You ever hear people pray like that? Oh.
Sound like he's in a lot of pain. Amen. You know how old Randy Webb is? He come up there and looked at me. He said, is that fella all right? Is he okay? Yeah, he was okay. But what he is doing, he had time to get in touch with heaven. If you got to holler, ooh. If you got to rub the floors. If you got to lay on your face.
Come on now.
Hey, man, if you got to climb back in the woods, whatever it takes, get earnest before the Lord. Get earnest. And say, God, I've got a prayer that I God.
Praise God.
It don't matter how you pray. It matters, amen, where you pray. It matters how earnest you pray.
That's it.
How earnest.
Oh, God.
Woo!
All right.
Amen. Oh, yes. A barometer of our intercessory, amen, prayers can be seen in our prayer life of the general church. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Altar services are often reduced to folks, amen, coming forward at the close of the service. Amen. And I wish we still had Sister Barb around. She harped on this nearly every service. We need a Barb harper, amen, to harp on this. And she said, you need to get in these altars and pray. Our churches don't pray anymore. We get down. I've been in some churches literally have 1 minute altar calls. They get out here and they say a little prayer after a preacher has studied for hours. He's prayed. He sought the Lord. He gets up here and spits and hollers and makes weird faces. Hey God. And then we get down for 60 seconds and say, Lord, help us. Hey God. That's not earnest prayer. There was a time when the church didn't hardly get out 10, 11 o'clock at night because they had people weeping before God. They had prayer warriors calling on the name of the Lord. Give us revival, oh God. Give us revival. Save my family, oh God. People prayed earnestly before the Lord. And I come to ask you tonight, how earnest, how serious are you about God answering your prayer?
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Elijah's prayers were fervent and earnest.
Yes.
I know it's a little bit different. I'm not trying to take scripture out of context here. But over in the book of Revelation, God said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Yeah. Right.
I wonder sometimes if our prayers are lukewarm.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Woo.
Sure. God.
Brother Tom.
Yeah.
I never thought about it. I thought of something about this today. Brother Tom's coffee was cold, he said.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee. But I guess, he didn't say cold. He said lukewarm.
Lukewarm. Yeah.
Woo. Well, I said I don't drink coffee. These kids got me drinking these. They ain't drink coffee. It's caramel. These kids got me drinking these caramel iced coffees. Brother Chris,
yeah,
I said it. About that much caramel on the bottom of it. Tastes pretty good. If it tastes like coffee, we can't drink it. We hand it back to him and say, give us another square of caramel.
A cup of sugar.
Glory. Amen. But I never thought about this. Amen. We got coffee drinkers in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. We got any people likes it iced cold?
Amen.
Woo! Amen. I like it hot, but I like it ice cold. But I never thought about this. Brother Tom said that the other day. I got my mind to thinking. He said this coffee's lukewarm. You know what that is?
Yeah.
He said it ain't worth drinking. It's either got to be hot or it's got to be cold. If it's lukewarm, it ain't worth drinking. And I feel like that's what God said. Amen. Your prayer room. Thank God. Don't let it be lukewarm. Don't give me a lukewarm prayer.
Woo! Come on, man.
Heat up the kitchen, amen. Heat up the prayer closet. Heat up the prayer room. And pray earnestly before the Lord. Brother John, I was thinking over there. Amen. Prayer request tonight. If a couple of us would get a hold of God for Carla, I believe the Lord can touch her body. Brother Anthony called me tonight. And he said, Brother Jason, have the church to pray. I'm suffering and I need the Lord to touch. I come to tell the church, if we get down, amen, before God and give a prayer earnest, I believe the Lord can touch Anthony. Hey, what do you need him to help you with? What do you need God to do? Get earnest before the Lord.
God, praise God.
There's a time we have services late, Brother Chris.
Yeah.
I realize we're in a different world. People get up, we run. A lot of people drive long distances, go to church. A lot of people drive long distances, go to work. I understand all that. and we try to be mindful about the time. We've all been in services where you got. I won't say this, I'm being nice, Brother Earl and I. He knows. Woo! He called one fellow the ultimate Holy Ghost cigarette. Guy sought the Holy Ghost for 15 years. Oh, yes, he ever did get it. He prayed for 2 hours every night. Same old one. Woo! Had to tell you something.
Amen. And more people in this house need the Holy Ghost. I'm not diminishing that. We need the Holy Ghost.
Right, yes.
But don't wait till church 2 hours to pray when you ain't praying at the house.
Right.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you just prayed at the house, Ernest, you'd have a little fire when you got in here. Amen. Hey, I remember when I saw the Holy Ghost, Brother Tom, I prayed all day long. I prayed half the night. I prayed. And when I got in the church house, hey, God, I wanted the Holy Ghost. I didn't lay there with my head hung down. Them old timers that say, get your head up. Hey, don't lay there for 2 hours looking in a crack. Don't lay there for 2 hours. They said, the Lord's up there. Hey, come on. What's he saying? Open up the heavens, God, and hear me when I cry.
Come on, brother.
I pray. I tell you why I pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer turns it around. And if we pray earnestly, he'll hear us. When
come on.
We pray.
Woo. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Woo.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus. I mean, Brother Tommy, when my dad was lost, I've got a burden. It wasn't uncommon at all to pray half a night.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
And I didn't think nothing about it.
Come on. Oh, yes, Lord.
What am I going to do? I talk about your need.
Yes.
Talking about, what am I going to do? I tell you what, if you get stirred up enough, you pray about it.
Right.
Ooh,
right. Sure.
You get stirred up, what am I going to do? The doctor can't do nothing. Amen. Hey, I tell you what you do. You'll pray about it.
Right.
Called old Brother Eddie Marnie today. Had him on my mind. I called him P.S. or we was talking. Sister Dottie, I said, how's Eric doing? Last I heard, they said Eric, some of you may remember him, some of you not. He's been here a few times. Eric's a doctor. He's a liver doctor. He's a GI specialist. And he come down with liver cancer, Brother Chris. Bad shape. And he was in his fourth stage liver cancer.
Yeah.
And they went up there to Mayo Clinic and they got to shoot him with chemo and radiation and trying to shrink him tumors, and they was going to work him up for a liver transplant. They did all that. He had to stay up there for some time, and they sent him home. They said, come back like 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and give him tumors time to shrink, and when you come back, we're going to work you up for a liver transplant. He went back after them weeks. He went back, and instead of the tumors shrinking, they got bigger, and they sent him home, Brother Chuck. Amen. They said, we've done all we can do for you. We've done all we can do for you. You've got about a year and a half. Go live. Go do what you want to do. About a year and a half is all you got left. Woo. Amen. I've been praying. You've been praying. I've asked the church to pray. Churches have prayed. Eddie Barney said people all over the country prayed. Eric got home, and naturally he got down and discouraged for a while. And he got to pray, and he goes to a church up there closer to Barbersville. And he said, folks got to pray.
Yes.
And Eric said, it come to him. He's a doctor. He studied all this. He said the first liver transplant that they ever did was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, man, he got to thank him. But he's a doctor. And he called up there and got himself referred up there. And he said, do y'all think y'all can help me? And he gives them the story. They said, you come up here. We can help you. Woo. Amen. I didn't know this. I just found this out today. I felt like shouting. Amen. Great God.
Yeah.
They said, we can help you. So they did the same thing the other place did. They started shrinking them tumors. Big man. Last time they wouldn't coordinate. The tumors got bigger. But this time they shrunk. Amen. Mayo Clinic sent him home. Said, a year and a half and you'll be gone. But oh, people got earnest and they began to pray and say, God, I know you can. I know somehow, some way, you're the denominator that changes things.
Yeah, amen.
And they prayed and they prayed. He went up for Pittsburgh and they shrunk him tumors and they stayed shrunk. And the fellow, I don't know who it is, Andy's telling me that. And a fellow that Eric goes to church with said the Lord spoke to him and said, to give you part of my liver. The liver is one of the few organs in the body that'll regenerate.
Yeah.
Amen. And that fellow left from Huntington, a young man, works every day. Amen. And he said, God said, give you, amen, enough of my liver, amen, that you need. He was a match. Great God. And they went up to Pittsburgh, Eric, and this other fellow from Huntington, and they went to Pittsburgh. Amen. They did all the tests. Eddie acted like it was a week full of tests on both of them. And they said, it's going to work. Great God. Did a big surgery. Took part of this fellow's liver out and put it in Eric. And then he said, Eric said the other day, he's feeling so good, he's about to go back to work. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, prayer works. Why pray? I tell you why.
Come on,
God answers prayer. through the Holy Ghost to tell you tonight, just because you ain't got that answer, just because it ain't come down the pike, keep on praying and God will answer prayer.
Praise God.
Jesus,
well,
the Holy Ghost tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I don't know all your stories, but I've told you mine.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When the doctor said there wasn't much hope on my leg, we prayed.
Yeah.
The church prayed, and God healed me, Brother Chris.
Yes.
Woo! I've heard Brother Earl tell it. Amen. Well, Missy had that problem. Amen. Great God in her brain, and they said it ain't looking good, but they prayed, and God moved. Woo! I remember when Sister Claire had a hard time, 15% or less of her heart working. Amen. But prayer,
prayer
turned it around. Hey, God,
come on.
I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost now. Thank God. Amen. Donald was lost and on his way to hell. Amen. But prayer turned it around. Hey, amen, Brother Earl. I feel like standing over there. Amen. Telling you, thank God. Amen. Anytime. Amen. According to him, that case is about to go before the judge. I know you prayed 1,000 prayers. Don't let the devil tell you
right.
God ain't hearing it. Cry out. Bring it before the Lord. And God wants to answer our prayer.
Woo! Praise God.
Yes, sir.
God wants to hear prayer.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Jesus.
Woo! I'm debating on what to do. I got a lot more notes, but I'm feeling the Lord here.
Come on, come on.
Hey, God. I said, why I pray? I tell you why I'm going to pray, because it's the only chance I got. I tell you why I'm going to pray. Eric said I'd be dead. Amen. But I prayed. But I prayed. First time it didn't work. Second time it worked, because prayer changes things.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
How essential, amen, it is to have a praying church.
Sure.
Individual and collective prayer. It moves God, church.
Yes, it does.
It moves God. Amen. Charlie been laying sick all week long. I've been in the family for 20 years. Charlie been strong. Amen. And I believe, great God, Michelle was asking me this evening, what am I going to do? Who am I going to call? Amen. They run every test in the book on him. Can't find nothing wrong. Woo! Amen. What am I going to do, Jason? I tell you what you got to do. You got to pray. God can turn it around. You got to pray. When the doctor's done all they can do, God can go a little further.
Come on.
I said, God can go the rest of the way. Can I get an amen in the
house? Come on.
Can I get a praying church that'll say, God, in 22, I'm going to pray. I'm not going to be like a daisical. I'm not going to stand back. But I'm going to develop a prayer life.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Woo.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. And if you get earnest before God, it might take some all-night prayer meetings.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
How many stories could I stand here and tell? How many stories could you stand there and tell how the prayer turned it around?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Prayer turned it around for them boys in the Pacific.
Yeah.
Great goddamn mamas that stay up awake all night long. I've read countless stories how that moms would be awakened in the middle of the night. And in journals that their soldiers, that their sons and their families would keep over there in the war. Amen. That just at that exact time, that exact day, amen, when it looked like they was going to be pinned down by enemy fire and made to be killed, amen, that somehow, some way, God would move.
Right.
Woo!
Right.
I come to tell you tonight, prayer turns it around.
Automatic.
I said prayer turns it around. Oh! Amen. Many battles, even in the Civil War of this country, when it looked like things was turning, amen, against the way they needed to turn, amen, the enemy just about had the victory won. But out of nowhere, prayer
Spirit's in a massive fog in there. Hey, God, that saved the battle. Hey, I come to tell us, who but God can do such things as
this? That's right.
Who but God? Who but God? Hey, why I pray? I tell you why I'm going to pray, because I'm going to trust God to move in this need. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We believe in the prayer ministry, first off, because the Bible says to pray.
Amen.
Sir.
Others may say it's senseless. Others may say it's needless. Others may say it's silly. But God said it works.
Right.
Woo. Praise God.
As God said it works, don't it?
Works. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Have you ever seen prayer turn anything around?
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody in this house ever seen prayer turn something around?
Sure.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I believe in prayer. The Bible says pray. And secondly, over the decades, over the years, I've been saved over 2 decades. Some of you have been saved over 3 or 4 decades. Some of you have been saved way longer than I have. Amen. How many times have you seen it work? How many times have you seen the Lord move? How many times have you seen prayer turn it around? Because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's because, great God, that we can come boldly. Hebrews said, amen, to the throne of grace with our prayerful petitions. Amen. That's why we pray in Jesus' name. Hey, God, because it's in His authority that our prayer can be answered. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Great God in heaven. I hope I've helped you tonight.
Come on.
Amen. An effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. You can even say of a righteous woman. It availeth much. Why, amen, is your praying so extremely necessary? Because it's the only way I know that God answers. Amen. The only way I know God gives us things is when we pray.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Woo. I'm done. Oh, my, I thought I was done. I got a lot more here.
Bless
you. Now, the same God who answered those prayers in the past is the same God who can answer prayer right
He's
now.
He's the same.
What do you have need of?
Come on.
Men say to you, prayer, amen, is the only way I know to get things. James said 4:2, ye have not because ye
ask not.
I told you this morning, the Lord dealt with me in this sermon because of Weston's dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Brother Chris, you didn't hear my story this morning. I'll retell it to him. I bought him dinosaurs through the years. You bought him several of them. Bought him dinosaurs, and he got so many dinosaurs, and he lines them up. About half of them facing the other half, and they've had war, Brother Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Those dinosaurs. And so anyway, Michelle finally bought him a tote. She said, you go out and pick these things up. We got so many dinosaurs, and when you're done playing them, put them in the tote. And that got him excited. He fell and pulled that tote, and he still had about that much on top of it. And he said, I could get some more. I got to get enough dinosaurs to fill this tote up. I said, Weston, you got enough dinosaurs. I said, you got way more than enough.
Yeah.
He said, no, I need some more. I said, well, how many? I'm just going to see how his mind's thinking. I said, how many you need? He said, I at least need 100. He said, I at least need 100. Great God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Hey, man, in my natural sense, I think he's got enough. He don't need no more dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Great God, but we was up here at Macy's the other day, and Michelle and them was running somewhere, and he loves looking at toys. We were over at a toy section, and he seen a dinosaur, and it was on sale for like $3.99. He said, Dad, can I have that dinosaur? You know what I did, Brother Earl?
I said, no.
My instinct said, no, you don't need. I told him, I said, you don't need another dinosaur. He said, but please, Dad. He said, I don't have one like this one. Hey, man. I said, get it, Weston. Boy, his face brightened up. He got excited. He got another dinosaur. But you know how he got that? Now, he didn't need no dinosaur, but you know how he got it?
He asked.
He said, Dad, can I please have this dinosaur? I want it real. He knows just how to work. He said, I want it real bad.
Yes.
And I thought about that, Brother Tommy. And as I was thinking about that, walking down through there, I said, I bought him that dinosaur. He don't need that dinosaur, but I bought him that dinosaur because he asked me for it.
Yes.
I wonder what God would do if we'd asked him.
Hallelujah.
Holy.
Hallelujah.
I wonder what God would do if we earnestly, fervently ask Him for something. Great God. I tell you what I'm going to ask Him for this year, church. I tell you what I want you to help me ask Him for the Lord to send souls in here and they get saved. For the Lord to add a meal to grow to the church. For God to send revival.
Yes.
Amen. For God to give us unity to love one another like our own selves. Amen. For God to get in the arrangements. Amen. A prayerless church is nothing but a museum. And a prayerless Christian is nothing more than just a role player. Amen. But the personal link of prayer in the name of Jesus is what we need in this house. He knows our thoughts. That somebody said, we don't need to pray because God already knows. Oh, yes. David knew that. David said, He knows my thoughts afar off. However, Jesus said that despite all of this, amen, men ought to always pray. Hey, God, prayer is a divine imperative of God. It's necessary. It's urgent. God expects us to pray, and I believe it pleases God when we pray.
Woo! Yes, Lord.
Prayer is the provision God has made for two-way communication between us and God.
Amen. Right.
You take a marriage where folks don't communicate and people don't talk, that's a crumbling marriage.
Right.
And you take a relationship between a person and God that don't pray, it's a crumbling relationship.
You're right.
Woo.
You're right. Sir.
I tell you, prayer is vital. Prayer is the vital signs. You go in the hospital and they give you triage. They check your temperature. They check your pulse. Amen. They check your all the above. And your heart rate, and a lot of times, if you're lucky, there you check your EKG, amen, and they check you out real good. Vital signs.
Yep.
Woo. Amen. Prayer is a vital sign in your spiritual health.
Yes, sir.
There's a physical health and there's a spiritual health. You can't have a good temperature. You can't have a good heart rate. You can't have a good pulse. Woo. Without prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
That's good.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm preaching to us tonight. I'm done.
That's good.
Oh, the poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles.
Yes.
I said, I'm going to cry unto the Lord. Amen. He'd been on the front lines, great God. David had been against Goliath. Amen. Oh, yes, against Saul, against the Philistines, against the, amen, insurrection, against temptations. And prayer got him through every bit of that.
Praise
yes.
God.
But guess what happened? One little woman came along and David lost his joy. David lost and he got himself in a lot of trouble. How could David defeat the giant? How could David defeat the Philistines? How could David defeat every foe that come against him because he prayed?
Right.
How did he fail?
Come on.
He didn't pray.
He didn't pray.
That's it.
He stopped praying.
Oh, God.
And he fell. Hallelujah. Great God. Brother Tommy, I'm out of voice. Give me Acts 4:24. And then when you read 24, go to 29, 30, and 31. I love this, and I'm done. I love this. I'm done here.
And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is.
That's 24. And they heard, they lifted up their voices one accord, and they began to pray unto God. And here's what I love, verses 29 through 31. Same chapter.
And now, Lord, behold their threatenings.
Listen.
And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
And when they prayed, the place was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hey, God, I tell you, the supernatural happened because they prayed. Amen. The impossible happened because they got together in one mind and in one accord and they prayed. Hey, God. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves, amen, hallelujah, on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. Yeah. He and Mount said, our praying, however, needs to be pressed. It needs to be, amen, pushed with an energy that never tires, a persistency which will not be denied, and a courage that never fails. Hey, I come to tell us we need to learn how to develop a prayer life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revivalist of another century by the name of George Whitfield said, I spend whole days and even weeks have I spent prostrate on the ground in either silent or even vocal prayer. Days and even weeks, he said, I've spent in prayer before God. Leonard Ravenhill said, as the first atom bomb shook Hiroshima, so prayer alone can release the power which would shake the hearts of men. Amen. When we pray, it does something to God on the throne. And it'll shake the hearts of a Donald Bragg. When we pray, amen, it shakes God and he stirs our lost loved ones up. When I prayed for my dad and he was lost, it shook his heart. Prayer does something that you and I can't do. Prayer does something that the doctor can't do. Prayer will turn it around. Amen. Stand with me in this house tonight. For if in prayer man is linked with God, and in that union Satan is baffled and beaten. Amen. He knows this, that if the place of prayer is shut tightly, amen, and the mind is stayed upon God, then look back. He don't care about these mega churches we're building. The devil don't care if you got a million or a $50 million facility. Oh, no. I tell you what shakes the devil is a prayer meeting. I tell you what shakes, amen, heaven is a prayer meeting. Hey God, we got gymnasiums and we got fellowship halls, and I'm all for that if you could afford it, but we don't have prayer rooms anymore. We don't have prayer closets. Hey, we got finer facilities than we've ever had, but we don't know how to pray.
Amen.
Holy God.
Amen.
Jesus.
You need God to answer something for you tonight?
Yes, sir.
I've sat up here and preached my guts out. I was a little bit worried, to be honest with you. I don't know that it's where Weston hit me, but Weston did hit me pretty good there yesterday right across the face. My eyes all bloodshot. I was a little bit worried. The devil said, he can't get up there and preach, your eyes are going to start bleeding. Amen.
Come on.
It might be. Seemed like it's got worse through the day. Hallelujah. But oh, I come to tell you tonight, there's some things you need God to move on.
You're right.
And you ain't going to get them until you pray.
It's all right to call Brother Tommy up and say, Brother Tommy, I'm having a hard time, man. Pray for me. Mm-hmm. And Brother Tommy can only go so far.
That's right.
You can call Brother Earl. Brother Earl, I need prayer. You call Brother Chuck. Brother Chuck, I really. And it feels good to have folks praying with you. Mm-hmm.
But there comes a time you got to learn how to pray through.
Yes, sir. Right.
There will come a time you got to lay it on the altar and say, God, it's just me and you, oh Lord.
That's right.
And I'm standing in the need of a prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not my sister, but it's me, God.
Yes.
And there's no way I'm going to get this answer until I pray it through.
Well, Kurt was telling me we was eating lunch here a while back when I took that truck down there to get worked on. I met up with him, and he said he was talking to a local pastor down there. I can't remember if he's Methodist or what he was, Church of Christ or something, one of the churches down there. And he said they was talking one day, and he mentioned something about praying through. And he said that guy, a pastor of a church, looked at him and said, what's that?
Yep.
A pastor of a church. Don't know what it's like to pray through.
Wow.
That's where we are, church.
My Lord.
That's where we are. And I'm not being mean, but I wonder how many of you have prayed through recently.
Jesus.
Let's get back to praying, church.
Yes, sir.
Let's get back to where we know God on a first name basis. Hallelujah. Let's get back to praying where it shakes us.
Right.
Amen. And then when we can shake God in heaven. And then when we reach God and heaven begins to rumble and shake, then we shake the very foundations of hell.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Right. Amen. Right. Great God in heaven. I said prayer pulls down prisons. Oh, yeah. Woo. Amen. Old Paul and Silas, in the midnight hour, they were beat black and blue. They was laid in the prison. Amen. For out there preaching to God, they put them in prison. They could have got all mad and sad and said, I'm giving up. I don't have to put up with this. But the Bible said long about midnight, they began to sing praises.
Yeah.
And they began to pray. And I tell you, it shook the foundations of that prison.
Right.
And it come crumbling down. I come to tell you, you can shake the foundation of that thing
all
that's
right.
got you bound up
yes.
if you'll pray about it.
Yes.
If you'll get earnest before God and pray about it. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God.
I ain't talking about no 10-minute prayer being needed.
Right.
Are you putting a time limit on prayer? You can pray through in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You can get me done. But sometimes it might take an all-night prayer meeting. God might want to see how serious you are about this.
Right. It's the truth, buddy.
Right.
I know this, Brother Tommy. When I prayed for my dad to be saved, I prayed for weeks, months. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. I told Michelle, as long as I did it like this, you know, every church teaches different things, but when I was taller, when I fast nowadays, especially when I'm working in the heat, I drink water. And I think it's probably a good idea, too. I was taught growing up, when you fast, you don't drink water, you don't eat. And I remember one time, Brother Tom, when all that was, I prayed for my dad's stuff, I fasted 3 days. I'm just a young teenage boy, three days. I never took a drink of water. I never took a bite of food.
Yeah.
Thank God I got weak in 3 days.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Now, if I go on a days fast, I drink a little bit of water. When you get old, you gotta watch it. You just have to get these down.
That's it,
thank God, I've never got so frail, Brother Chris. We get close to 40, buddy. I remember when I was younger, everybody said, wait, you get 40.
Yeah.
I'm about there.
Yeah.
I'm about there.
Come on.
I'm about like Sister Claire back there. I asked her one night, how's she doing? She said, all of a sudden, my feet and my back, my hands and my hip. Amen. I'm doing pretty good. I'm about there now. My feet.
Sure.
Come on.
Amen. And I tell you what, we better learn how to pray. All jokes aside, we need to learn how to pray, church.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want you to pray. I want to have a good prayer start service right here. But I'm talking about something that leaves the church.
Yeah.
I'm talking about something that goes home with you.
Yes.
I'm talking about something that shakes the very foundations of your house.
Right.
Amen. And the devil says, there's something going on in 2022 in the Dishman house. There's something going on. Amen. In the Turner house. There's something going on in the Romans. There's something going on in the Perry house. There's something going on there at the Brad's. Amen.
Yeah.
Something different this year. Ooh. Amen. My God.
Come on.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
now
sir.
I need to stop. I know I need to quit, but I come to ask you, why pray anyhow? Why are you going to pray about it? Because prayer is the only thing we know how to do.
Yes.
Stand with me in this house. Let's get needs of orders.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. You got needs. I got needs. We got folks that are sick that need needs, have needs. Why don't you take it before the Lord and say, God, you're the only one can do anything about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God can do something about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Don't let the devil deviate you. Don't let the devil discourage you. Pray about it. Pray about it. Take it to God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, my Jesus.
Lord, I thank
God. Oh, God. The Lord loves you, Brother George. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Save my soul, hey. broken, I felt so all alone. But it didn't matter how far I'd gone. God was still faithful and I came back home. My sins were forgiven and His grace on me was shown. And I thank the Lord for the glorious time and the blessed Holy Ghost led me to the altar as I pray. Jesus washed my sins away. And oh, how sweet and sound I washed once more. Now I found God's amazing grace still amazes me. And I thank the Lord for the glorious time and the blessed Holy Ghost led me to the light at the altar as I pray. Jesus washed my sins away, and oh, how sweet is the sound.
Yes,
I once was lost,
hallelujah.
Now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me. I was lost in my sins,
Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, I praise you. Yes, Lord.
I tell you why I pray, because he saved my daddy.